Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Going on, welcome in to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today as we have episode 169 of our show, and we got a good one for you. Another great interview on deck, and a big weekend coming up as well to preview in Jets baseball. But let's begin with a little bit of news and notes as the Jet women's golf team wrapped up play at the MIAA Championship earlier this week, competing in Warrensburg, Missouri. The Jets were led by Isabella Kiaba, leading with an 83 to pace the lineup in the first day. Then Daniela Alvarez had an 86. And as this yarn daughter, and apologize if I haven't said that correctly, but that one's a challenge for my tongue to pronounce. And then again, in the second day, the Jets showed another solid effort. Alvarez again would lead the Jets with an 82 to pace the lineup. Then it was Michaela Stenborg with an 84, putting together a second solid round for herself. And on the final round of play, Alvarez would again close with an 82, followed by Stenborg with an 85. That meant that the Jets would finish the tournament with an overall score of plus 188, a tough finish overall, but a very competitive tournament. Nebraska Kearney took home the team title. Washburn, just two strokes behind, finished in second. But after the Jets had won the Bethany College Invitational, they're building some momentum, and there's still some big things to build towards for Jets golf as they head into the next competition for them, which is, of course, the NCAA Central Regional, and that will be Monday, May 4th through May 6th. So a couple of weeks to prepare and get ready for that. Meanwhile, the Jet men's golf team, as we mentioned, finished in a solid spot in the MIAA Conference Championships in fourth place. So Coach Flippo, got to give him a shout-out as he continues to build things with our Jets golf program. But the big news of the day to get to before we get to our interview is coming up this weekend. And I know it's been kind of a tough spring for baseball because they haven't been at home hardly at all. Matter of fact, if you look back at the last time the Jets baseball team played a home game, a true home game, it was back on March 22nd. It has been a month since they last played at McCarthy Field. Some Mother Nature events, some severe weather created some issues with the playing surface and some other things, and so they had to shift the series to Emporia State and then the series to Central Oklahoma. But now we get to see them back in Wichita, and for their final four home games of the season, they will be here in Wichita. But the first three, this weekend, this final home weekend conference series, will have a really special setting because our friends just across town, just across Kellogg, really, at the Wichita Wind Surge are going to open their ballpark and allow us to play three contests against Northwest Missouri State at Equity Bank Park, the AA home for the Minnesota Twins organization. Again, the Wichita Wind Surge, Friday at 3 o'clock, Saturday at 2 o'clock and then Sunday at noon for what should be a fantastic weekend. Northwest Missouri State has been ranked recently. They have been playing some great baseball. It's going to be a tough opponent for the Jets, certainly, but a challenge that they will certainly welcome as Northwest Missouri State enters the weekend tied for fourth place and just a half game out of third place in the MIAA standings. So, big opportunity for Lance Spongberg and the Jets to finish their home slate on a high note. And again, after that, they'll host another top-ranked team in the MIAA, as well as Pittsburgh State, who's in third place right now and has been ranked as high as number one in the country this season. So some tough opponents to close out the home slate, but a really cool opportunity to play in a first-class facility. It is absolutely gorgeous at Equity Bank Park, if you have not been yet, and it will be the first time ever that Newman is able to play at Equity Bank Park. Really exciting opportunity for the team, for the senior class to play their senior series at a cool place like that. And great chance for fans to come and experience one of the focal points of Wichita as well. So be sure to mark that calendar. You can get your tickets through the link at newmanjets.com. And you can go to Wichita Wind Surge website for that as well. But let's get into our first break here on the JetCast today. When we come back, you are going to love this interview. My good friend Kenyon Spears, the athletics director here at Newman University, he catches up with us for a spring update to fill us in on what's going on to build for the future, some of the exciting things that Newman is working on, some of the tough decisions and work that goes in as the athletics director. So lots of things to truly discuss with a great guy. If you haven't met Kenyon yet, you gotta get to meet this guy. He is one of a kind. Love working with him, and you'll have a great time listening to his interview here next on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined by your athletic director here at Newman University, Mr. Kenyon Spears, checking in for a little spring update. Busy as always, I'm sure, as you're running around all over the place. You got dozens of sports to kind of keep an eye on. School year's kind of winding down, so there's a lot going on, but kind of fill us in, Kenyon, on where things are at, and especially for you getting through, you know, that first big year and everything, and getting you know, that momentum built up.
Yeah, coming up, I believe, on 10 months on the job, and been fun and grinding hard for sure, putting in some long days, some long hours, which is just kind of what we do natural for myself. But solid spring season. You know, we've had our baseball team and softball team get some wins here in the last week. Tennis got a win as well. They just finished up with their home stretch with their senior day, so was able to take part in that. And I know they're on the road this weekend. So bowling just completed their schedule last week. Great, phenomenal year for them. And hopefully we can bolster this and turn it into something even bigger for next year. So making progress with our sports in the spring. Obviously, it's a big recruiting cycle for all sports, to make sure we're doing our part to continue to raise the bar each year that we're competing. So it's been fun. It's been fantastic. You know, it's a roller coaster. You have your ups, you have your downs, and I really try to stay even keel with what we do on a day-to-day basis. And I look at it at the end of the day to see, I judge myself, is it a win or is it a loss? And I've shared with my supervisor, Dr. Jagger, like, I've taken a couple of L's in the last couple of months, but, you know, we circle back and hit the reset button the next day and try to stack good days more times than not. So still some fun and exciting things going on. You know, we're in the midst of heavy fundraising season to work on our project to turf our fields. So making some progress on that, and hopefully we can make more progress to where we can get these things done sooner rather than later. So
I'm glad you mentioned, you know, the turf field project, because that benefits multiple sports, but it's also kind of a topic of discussion with baseball, some issues at McCarthy Field, which nobody likes. You know, we want to play at home, we want to have our athletes on campus, but sometimes Mother Nature has other plans, right? And so they've had to go on the road a little bit, but it's created a really cool opportunity for this weekend where Coach Sponge's group's going to get to play three games at Equity Bank Park just down the road, the home of the Wichita Wind Surge. And for those who aren't from here, that's the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, and it is an absolutely gorgeous ballpark. So a really cool opportunity that kind of came from an unfortunate set of circumstances.
Yeah, 100%. And the big thing for me, man, is, you know, we had some other opportunities to play at other venues within the city, but we wanted to make sure it was done right, not only for our team, but also our opposing team in the MIAA. We were very fortunate to be able to create this partnership with the Wind Surge. So I give all the credit to Mr. Howell, who made the connection for myself and the person that's the lead for them. But what an unbelievable opportunity. I've spoken to some of our baseball guys this week, and they're super, super excited. I actually just ran into probably 20 of them as they're doing some good community service here on campus right now. And they're excited. I think it's a big thing for them to be able to play their senior weekend here at home, even though it's not our home field, but here in Wichita, and also let their family be a part of those festivities to where they're not having to travel somewhere out of town and do those things. So looking forward for myself to go down there too. I haven't been down there to the ballpark, so it'll be my first time, but I know a bunch of our staff and a bunch of faculty have been there and have been ranting and raving how special it is. And so I think it's a great opportunity, not only for our Newman baseball team, but I think for Newman University as a whole to hopefully create a long-standing partnership and maybe look at some other opportunities for the future.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I kind of look at it as, you know, with a football analogy, like a bowl game experience, right? Like when you have a football team that gets to go to a bowl game, they go to play at such a cool venue usually in some unique places, and it creates, you know, just a little extra feel around the game. And I feel like especially the senior class and this team kind of deserve something like that, like you mentioned, to celebrate the senior class and get them to be able at least to play in Wichita and just down the street. You know, it's not their home field, but they get that cool experience with it. And I know we've talked a lot about elevating that student athlete experience and that being a big part of what you want to do here. And so I feel like that's just kind of the perfect opportunity that kind of came with this.
Believe it or not, it ended up being a perfect storm, really. You know, you started out and it's windy, it's cold, it's rainy, gets hot, and all the things, but that's also what led us to get to here too, right? Because of the weather. So again, just very fortunate to be able to create this partnership with the Wind Surge and their group to give us this opportunity. But what an opportunity, right? Because when you go to college, a lot of people have aspirations of trying to play at the next level, and now you get to play in a field that's a AA affiliate of Major League Baseball. So definitely a long-lasting memory for our coaching staff, our fans, and our student athletes to get this experience, and wow, what a way to be able to go out and give them this opportunity, because that's the least we can do for them with the things that have transpired.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking adjacent to the turf project, because that's still kind of a big ongoing process, but there have been other improvements made kind of out that way with softball, you know, redoing the field a little bit over the fall, and this spring has been fun. I've been kind of updating people with our broadcast of the active construction going on with the press box and the progress that's been made there, and just kind of elevating things on that side. But you know, tell us a little bit, not only about that process, but kind of what your game plan is for future improvements around as well.
Yeah, the plan is just to always have something going on, right? When we have visitors or you have family or you know, prospects come on campus, you want them to be able to see ground being torn up. You want them to be able to see tractors. You want them to be able to see unfinished product, because they know we're investing. That's a huge piece of the recruiting piece. So we've done a lot. in a short amount of time, we got a lot more to go. And I think, you know, without spoiling anything, I think when people come back here next year in the fall and in the spring, they're going to see some significant changes, and we'll continue to update those. So if you don't follow me on social media, or if you don't follow Newman Jets on social media, I think be well worth the while to do that, because there'll be some teasers coming out this summer with what some of those projects are.
Well, we look forward to that. Now, I want to talk to you about some new staff members too, because there's been some additions, and there's always, you know, going to be some changeover and things. But a few weeks ago, we had a chance to catch up with new volleyball coach Tori Provencio, and she is absolutely phenomenal. So I did want to ask you about her and all the hard work she's been putting in, you know, recruiting wise and building a roster and getting things ready for the fall. And then I know that's gone really well, but if you could just kind of fill us in on Coach Pro and how that's gone.
Yeah, man, Coach Pro's really hit the ground running. She's done a phenomenal job this spring of signing student athletes to bolster our roster. We were fortunate to be able to get, I think, two or three of those in this spring to compete in the spring season versus waiting till the next fall to bring them in. So definitely feel like we're a little bit ahead of schedule, which I'm appreciative, and we're very close to fulfilling our roster with one or two more spots and looking forward to getting that done. But she's been phenomenal. I call her boss. She laughs at me because that's kind of the nickname that I've bestowed upon her, because she's acting like a boss. She's getting things done. She's moving fast. She is not one that, you know, you need to hold her hand and kind of get her through. She plows through, and I appreciate it. I think we really hit a home run with hiring her back, being an alum, and she understands the Newman way. She's been here. She loves Newman, and I think we're very, very fortunate to be able to get her, because I also think our student athletes are going to benefit from this as well with the experience that she's going to give them.
Well, with the, you know, kind of looking ahead and you know, fall sports and changes in the new year, you know, kind of segues me to my next question, which was the addition of track and field, which a lot of folks are really excited about, getting a new sport on campus. And, you know, kind of the flip side of that coin is we're going to be making a change with tennis as well. So hard decisions, but one that I know you and those around you made with the best intentions of Newman University, Newman Athletics. But kind of take us through what maybe went into that decision to add track and field and bring maybe a larger number of athletes in, and, you know, unfortunately put an end to tennis.
Yeah, you know, part of the hiring process was, you know, talking about looking and evaluating all sports and do what's in the best interest of not just Newman Athletics, but Newman University as a whole. And I knew with taking this job, they were very transparent and having some conversations of what this new athletic director position was going to intake. And so, you know, I said it from the get-go, like, change is coming. I've shared that with our coaches from our first head coaches meeting, and I still continue to share that with them, because change has happened and there's more change to come. I'm not saying that's necessarily with additions or subtractions of sports, but just in general for our athletic department. And so, you know, we kind of looked at all things. We currently had already had a cross-country team, and usually cross-country runners in the fall do long-distance runners in the spring for indoor and outdoor track. So ultimately, I think we already had an advantage that just made sense. I think what I've learned is Kansas in general is big in track and field, and there's lots of high schools and junior college that are within a couple hours of here. And so I just think it was I wouldn't never say it's an easy decision, but it was the right decision to particularly add that sport first, because I think we can really, really do a good job of giving our cross-country student athletes an even better experience so they can compete in the spring and also bring in more student athletes. Tough decision on my part of having to recommend canceling tennis, but, you know, that's also part of sitting in the chair. You got to make tough decisions every day, and some of them are dealing with the sport, some of them are dealing with a coach, some of them are dealing with a student athlete, some of them are dealing with budgets. You know, that's why some people say that's why the AD gets paid the big bucks, and I would say this. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm very excited about the opportunity that Dr. Jagger and Newman have afforded me, and it's my job to do everything we can to make sure I put Newman University in a better place.
But, you know, with the hard decisions, there's a lot of rewarding opportunities, right? And, you know, you talk about the exciting future with track and field, and you also mentioned kind of Wichita being, Kansas being a big track area. Well, the largest track meet in the country happens just down across town every single May here, so it's a really cool opportunity to bring kids closer to Newman and you know, bring that up. So, you know, tell me a little bit about your vision for track and field just a little bit. I know, you know, that's still down the line a bit, but maybe the 10,000-foot view on the opportunity that's there for a big area of growth here.
Yeah, I think the 10,000-foot view is that it gives, one, our current student-athletes an even bigger opportunity and experience. Two, it helps grow Newman University as a whole with, you know, with more students on campus to be able to give that experience. And then ultimately the bigger goal is now you have more people going out in the community and the world talking about Newman, right? And so, look, that's free advertisement. There's mm-hmm. there's nothing better than free good advertisement, and we'll take that every day. So I just think as a whole, with looking at it from the 10,000 viewpoint, it's not just about the immediate fix, right? It's not about the immediate growth. It's a bigger growth, and ultimately, I think that just puts Newman University and Newman Athletics in a better position to be successful.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of success, you kind of touched on it a little bit, so I'm going to backtrack here. But I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about bowling, because Coach Murphy has done incredible things with both the men and the women. But we got to celebrate the women, especially with the watch party for their first NCAA tournament. And that was such a fun event, you know, just to celebrate them. And they turned around and got their first victory at that. You know, they were right in it, you know, to push even further, just a little bit short. But exciting times there with that program. And it's a program that, you know, outside of Wichita, really, people don't think about, you know, bowling as a major sport. But here in Wichita, it's a huge thing. And you're on campus, you know, Coach Murphy's building something special.
He's done a tremendous job in the short time that I've known him. I will tell you, I've learned a lot about bowling this year myself. The student athletes laugh at me because I explain to them how I bowl, which is overhand. And, you know, my ball goes one way and then halfway down the lane, it goes the other way. And so they get a good chuckle out of that. But big kudos to Coach Murphy and the staff. And our student athletes, they're great young ladies and young men. Got a chance to travel with both teams this year, and just outstanding student athletes, outstanding representation of Newman University. And I definitely think we're just really scratching the surface. I'm excited to see the growth continues on, and I know Coach Murphy has built this program from scratch and has put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and his own time and money and energy into it. And I'm glad he gets to see the benefits of that. So looking forward to what transpires next year, but want to celebrate our young men and young ladies that have done a tremendous job this year. Watch party was great to be able to do that. It was interesting when we traveled to regionals. You know, we got to charter a bus, and that was kind of their first experience of that. And the great part is our coaches didn't have to drive. They got to kick their feet up and enjoy themselves, and, you know, had a little snap few once we got there, and they made light of it, and we grew from that. But just an unbelievable job to be able to, again, put Newman on the map, right? To again, another great story to share with the world of Newman University, and be able to touch people that maybe we weren't able to touch and or recruit previously. So super, super excited for them, and we want to continue that momentum moving forward.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Athletic Director Kenyon Spears, and you mentioned traveling with bowling. So I want to talk about your other travels, because I know you make a point to try and travel with as many teams as possible.
Sure.
Throughout the year. And we had the privilege of traveling down to Arkansas and Oklahoma and battling a blizzard at one point, which was a whole other experience. But tell me a little bit about why that's important to you, just to you know, interact with the coaches and the student athletes and join them on a trip.
Well, the one thing I always share when I do travel is do what you normally do. Like, don't change up your timelines. Like, pretend I'm not even here. The reason why I like to do it, one, is I want to be able to talk to the student athletes, see them in a different light, see how we travel, see how things are going, see actually what we do, and see if there's opportunities for us to get better. It's easy for me to see that at home, right? I'm here. I attend pretty much every sporting event when I am in town. So it gives me that opportunity to see what we do on the road. It also gives the opportunity for me to gain experience and get to know our student athletes mm-hmm. better while we're sitting in the van or sitting in the bus and laugh and joke, let them see what kind of music they like. And you learn all kinds of things. Because I tell them, you know, I dress T-shirt and sweatpants and flip-flops because I wanted them to feel like this is just to hang out and do our thing. And so it's been a great time. I've gotten to know a lot of them personally. That gives me an opportunity to spend time with them and just kind of sit at the table and at the dinner table, breakfast or lunch, and just hear their story. I think it's important for me to engulf myself into their lives, again, for them to get to know me as well. And I think so far, so good.
Awesome. Well, the last thing I got is kind of just a look ahead to one of the bigger events of the summer before the school year gets kicked off. But I know we have a date set for the Jet Open in early August, yep. If I remember correctly.
First Monday in August every year.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about that and kind of some of the early preview of what we can look forward to. It's always one of my favorite events of the year, getting to hang out with you and Zach Brake and the whole crew, you know, out there while our great supporters of the university have a good time on the course. But just tell us a little bit about what we might be able to look forward to.
Yeah, so this will be my second Jet Open. I started here late June last year, so I got to see and learn a lot as well. And a great atmosphere, had some fun putting contests, had kind of like a tent with different things underneath there to keep the energy live. So I think we're having some conversations of different things where we can bolster up the experience for our donors or boosters and get more people involved. I will tell you this, you know, we're in search of a title sponsor. So if there's anybody out there that wants to know what that looks like, 316-245-2015. Feel free to call me anytime and we can go through that. But I think it's a great time for our coaches to be around our donors, to be around alumni and different things, just that they can get to know each other, play with each other, hit some shots with each other, definitely laugh with each other, because there's some interesting swings and different directions that some of those golf balls go, including mine. But just, again, to just enjoy the camaraderie and different things. I would say there's definitely going to be a few changes, nothing major, but anything we can do to make it a better experience for our donors and our alumni and our staff, we always want to try and do that.
Awesome. Kenyon, thank you so much for the time today. It's always great to catch up with you. Now that my office is just down the road, I'm going to be here bugging you a lot more, so get used to it, all right?
Feel free. We'd love to have you. And like always, go Jets.
That's Kenyon Spears, Athletic Director of your Newman Jets. And we'll take a quick break here and wrap up the show right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford. I would like to tell you about our new tool, Virtual Express. Mel Hamilton Ford has added this tool for you, our customers. Virtual Express will allow you to do some or all of your car buying process right from your computer. Do as much or as little as you want. It's all up to you. Do you want to fill out some of your information to save time or do the whole buying process online? You make the choice. You can take delivery of your new or pre-owned vehicle right from your home. Mel Hamilton Ford, experience the difference.
Experience the difference online at mhford.com.
Final segment here on the JetCast today on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you. Want to give a big shout out again to Kenyon Spears, our Director of Athletics here at Newman University. Fantastic interview. Always enjoy catching up with him and really just feels like any other conversation. He's such a laid back and kind and friendly guy that talking with him is so easy. Some interviews feel more like true interviews. His are so conversational. It's great to visit with him, and I hope you all enjoyed catching up with him. You're going to hear him a lot more in the near future. Now, as we wrap up the show, we'll do it the way that we always do, and that's by taking a look at the next week in Newman Jets athletics. As we wrap up the month of April, things flying by right now, but we'll begin with, of course, that baseball series we teased to begin the show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Equity Bank Ballpark here in Wichita. The Jets will host a nationally ranked Northwest Missouri State group. It'll be at 3 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock on Saturday, and again noon on Sunday. And you can get your tickets through the link at NewmanJets.com. Then also Friday and Saturday, women's tennis is in action, as Friday they will head to Nebraska Kearney to take on the Lopers at 3 p.m., followed by Saturday action at Fort Hays State. That match Saturday will be at noon in Hays America. Men's tennis will make the trip as well, though, to Kearney on Friday. They will also play at 3 in the afternoon against the Lopers to wrap their weekend of action up. Then softball, another busy weekend. Friday, they will be on the road, and they will head to number 12 ranked Missouri Southern for a doubleheader, 3 and 5 p.m. from Joplin, Missouri, and you can catch the broadcast of that on the MIAA network. And then they'll head Saturday to second ranked Pittsburgh State at noon and 2. So a gauntlet of a weekend against two incredibly talented programs. But as Coach Brittany Henning has told us all year, they can do hard things, and the Jets are going to really enjoy that opportunity and try to knock off some top-ranked opponents in the MIAA, some postseason teams to finish off their month of April as they continue working throughout their season. And then into next week, we teased this a little bit as well. The Jets baseball team, Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, they will host the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, a team that has been as well ranked as high as number one in the country at one point this season. So big opportunity for them as well. That game will be played at the Westside Athletic Field, which typically is the home to our neighbors just across the street in Friends University as well. So another local opportunity, and we're grateful to have a great place to play a baseball game and a nationally ranked opponent at that. And then to wrap up the month of April, on Thursday, April 30th, the Jet baseball team will head to Hays America to open a three-game set with the Fort Hays State Tigers. That game on April 30th will be at 3 p.m., and that will take them into the weekend. On Friday, they will host take on the Fort Hays State Tigers at 6 o'clock, and then on Saturday, they will kick off at 1. Jets softball on May 1st will travel down to take on Central Oklahoma as well at 2 and 4 p.m. So that's a little bit more than a week's worth of the schedule, but I know I always throw a lot at you, and it's tough to track as I'm just kind of rattling things off. But you can go to NewmanJets.com, click on the composite schedule. You can go to NewmanJets.com and slash calendar as well if you want to just go right to it. Then you can, of course, download the Newman Jets app. All those schedules, all those stats, the live audio streams, the live video streams, everything you need right there in the Newman Jets app. So download it for free. One more time, I'm going to beat this like a drum. Get out to Equity Bank Ballpark this weekend. Such a cool opportunity. Jets hosting Northwest Missouri State for three games at the home of the Wichita Wind Surge. Get your tickets at NewmanJets.com. And if you cannot join us, if you absolutely cannot get there, then you can tune in on the MIAA network and our free Newman Jets audio network broadcast as well. I will be there from the booth, from the regular seat of Mr. Tim Grubbs, the voice of the Wichita Wind Surge. They're going to open the booth for us and let me broadcast from a beautiful yard for a great game. So again, if you can't join us, be sure to tune in. I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning in to the JetCast and episode 169 of our show. We'll be back next week for episode 170 here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.